from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Welcome to the English service of Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia. This is Rahma on the mic, who will be presenting you various updates, information, programs, music, everything's taking you closer to Indonesia. From the news, we'll be continuing with quotes of the day. And also we have interesting programs such as Indonesian Wonder, Let's Speak Indonesian, and Music Corner. So stay tuned on voanews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App, and also shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz. But first, as always, let's begin with the news. This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. Indonesian President Prabowo urges Indonesian universities to serve as drivers of national self-reliance. Indonesia surpasses 2025 investment target, absorbs 2.7 million workers. I'm Rahmawati. Here is the news in detail. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto has called on universities in the country to become a driving force for national self-reliance amidst shifting global geopolitical dynamics. The message was delivered during a meeting with leaders of public and private universities from across the country at the Presidential Palace in Jakarta on Thursday. Anissa Audrita has the detail.
President Prabowo Subianto held a discussion with around 1,200 university rectors and professors from public and private higher education institutions. In a press statement following the meeting, Minister of Higher Education, Science and Technology, Brian Yuliarto, conveyed President Prabowo's directives on the strategic role of universities in strengthening national self-reliance.
The President stated that the university leaders and professors are the brains of our country. They are a gathering of intelligent individuals who are expected to be useful to society, the nation, and the state.
Jadi berkumpulnya orang-orang pintar yang seharusnya menjadi insan yang berguna bagi masyarakat, bangsa, dan negara.
According to Brian Yuliarto, President Prabowo also highlighted rapidly changing global geopolitical conditions which require every country to be able to stand on its own.
Nah, ini harapannya adalah
the President hopes that professors and university leaders can become national heroes by creating breakthroughs in science and technology-based industries, which in turn can help build major industries in Indonesia and increase state revenue.
Indonesia bisa mengangkat pendapatan yang akan masuk ke dalam negara kita.
In addition, Brian Yuliarto added that as a form of support, President Prabowo has increased the allocation for research and innovation funding. According to him, universities will be directed to support innovation and breakthroughs in 18 strategic industrial research projects, ranging from waste to energy initiatives to mineral and food downstream industries. Anissa Audrita, Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian government, through the Ministry of Investment and Downstream Industry, has officially announced the country's success in surpassing its investment realization target for 2025. Beyond the numbers, this achievement also contributes significantly to job creation amid dynamic global economic challenges. Putri Cahaya Purnama has the detail.
At a press conference on the 2025 Investment Realization Achievements held in Jakarta on Thursday, January 15, 2026, the Minister of Investment and Downstream Industry, Rosan Roslani, delivered positive news. He confirmed that the investment realization target has been exceeded.
Panjang tahun 2025 ini, dari Januari sampai Desember,
throughout 2025, from January to December, total investment realization reached 1,931.2 trillion rupiah, equivalent to 101.3% of the government's target, and a growth of 12.7% year-on-year.
In addition to capital growth, Minister Rosan emphasized that the government's main focus is to ensure that these investments have a direct impact on the welfare of the people.
Yang terpenting tentunya investasi tahun 2025 ini memberikan
dampak. Most importantly, of course, the 2025 investment will have a real impact on society by creating approximately 2.7 million new jobs, an increase of 10.4% compared to the previous year.
Despite achieving positive results, Minister Rosan acknowledged that the journey in 2025 was challenging. Indonesia had to face various challenges, ranging from global economic uncertainty and geopolitical tensions to natural disasters that hit several regions such as Aceh and Sumatra. However, exceeding the target proves that Indonesia is still able to maintain investor confidence while sustaining economic growth momentum amid difficult circumstances. Putri Cahaya Purnama, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Food and Drug Authority and Singapore's Health Sciences Authority have officially strengthened their cooperation in the regulation of health products and pharmaceuticals through the signing of a memorandum of understanding on Thursday in Jakarta. It was signed by Chairperson of Indonesian Food and Drug Authority, Taruna Ikrar, and the Chief Executive Officer of Singapore's Health Sciences Authority, Dr. Raymond Chua. The cooperation aims to facilitate bilateral collaboration as well as the exchange of information and expertise in the regulation of medicines, vaccines, and health products. In his remarks, Taruna Ikrar stated the MOU was the first of its kind and marked a historic moment. Furthermore, he expressed confidence this historic step would open up many opportunities to move forward together and held great potential for cooperation that would bring mutual benefits to both countries.
We are honored to stand in front of you here because it's really, I'm so honored and so happy from Professor Raymond. We know that this is the first time we signed agreement, MOU between Indonesia and Singapore, meaning we make history. So from this history, we believe a lot of things we want to move forward, to do collaboration for many things we can do to make mutual benefit from both of us, from both of our country.
This cooperation facilitates the exchange of information, joint assessments, the strengthening of clinical trial oversight, capacity building initiatives, and collaborative projects, including the application of artificial intelligence in the supervision of health products. Moving on to the Indonesian government, which is partnering with the Japan-based Sasakawa Health Foundation to eliminate leprosy across the archipelago. Health Minister Budi Gunadi Sadikin aims to reach this goal by 2030. He had a talk show with Foundation Chairman Yohei Sasakawa to strengthen this long-term commitment in Jakarta on Thursday. Indonesia recently reported a sharp increase in the number of identified leprosy patients. Minister Sadikin views this rise positively rather than as a failure for the country. It shows a growing public awareness of the disease despite long-standing social stigmas. Minister Sadikin believes identifying more patients is a vital opportunity to reduce transmission risk. He mentioned there are already pilot projects in 5 districts in Indonesia, and it shows success.
So seeing the success in these 5 districts, we would like to replicate it not in 5 districts, but in 514 cities. That's why we included this in the free health check program.
Cek Kesehatan Gratis program.
Sasakawa Foundation provides critical support by securing a steady supply of medicine. They also fund regional screening projects to help reach remote or high-risk areas. Indonesia, for the first time, has successfully exported 23 tons of frozen durian worth over $123,000 to China. In a statement released on Wednesday evening, Indonesia's Ministry of Trade said the frozen durian arrived at Kincho Port on Tuesday. Indonesia's trade attaché in Beijing, Budi Hansyah, said the export of frozen durian is tangible proof that Indonesia's horticultural quality standards are being accepted in the global market. The Indonesian government reaffirmed the role of the private sector as the main driver of national economic growth during the Global and Domestic Economic Outlook 2026 Forum held in Jakarta on Thursday, amid ongoing global economic uncertainty. Director of Economic Stabilization Strategy at the Directorate General of Economic and Fiscal Strategy, Ministry of Finance, Nur Faisal Ahmad, stated, "The state budget serves as a catalyst to create a conducive environment for business activities and investment."
The private sector serves as the main engine of growth, while the state budget acts as a catalyst, enabling the private sector to drive economic growth to 6% or higher and even reach 8% in the long term.
Through the Global and Domestic Economic Outlook 2026 Forum, the Indonesian government conveyed its commitment to expanding collaboration with the private sector and global partners to support sustainable and inclusive economic growth. We end the news with environmental messages that resonated during the Islamic commemoration of Isra Mi'raj Istiqlal Mosque in Jakarta on Thursday. Rama Syidki Pratama has more.
At the commemoration, Indonesia's Minister of Environment, Hanif Faisal Nurofik, in his sermon quoted a verse from the Quran explaining that humans are khalifa, or stewards on earth, entrusted with the responsibility to manage the planet responsibly.
The earth does not belong to us. It is a trust from Allah, the Most Holy and the Most High. Humans are the holders of that trust. Therefore, every drop of water we drink, every piece of land we step on, every forest we use is a trust. To damage, it means to betray the trust itself. Humans are the guardians of balance or mizan.
Meanwhile, the Minister of Religious Affairs and also the Grand Imam of Istiqlal Mosque, Nasaruddin Umar, said that environmental messages are rarely linked to the meaning of the Isra and Miraj. According to him, religious acts of worship should shape people to be just towards everything, including nature.
Prayer, fasting, and remembrance of God should shape a just way of life, including justice toward nature, because nature also has rights, just as humans have rights. The mandate of stewardship or khalifah according to ecological justice means not being greedy in taking, not being careless in destruction, and not being indifferent to the impacts on future generations.
Isra and Mi'raj is the two events where the Muslims believe is the journey of the Prophet Muhammad during a single night from Mecca to Jerusalem and from Jerusalem to heaven. It is generally commemorated every 27th of Rajab in the Islamic calendar, although not all scholars agree on the date. This year, in Indonesia, the Isra and Mi'raj commemoration at Istiqlal Mosque adopted the theme Eco-theological Messages in Isra and Mi'raj, highlighting the connection between the event and environmental issues. Rama Syidki Pratama, Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listener, that ends the news from Voice of Indonesia, bringing you the latest updates from Indonesia to the world.
Here is quote of the day. Intelligence without love is dangerous, and love without intelligence is not enough. A quote by B.J. Habibie. Baharudin Yusuf Habibie, or B.J. Habibie, was born in Parepare, South Sulawesi, on June 25, 1936. B.J. Habibie is a politician, engineer, and scientist dubbed as the father of aircraft for successfully building the first aircraft in Indonesia in 1995. Habibie's ingenuity gave a great influence in the development of aviation technology domestically and abroad. Listener, that's quote of the day from Voice of Indonesia.
Untukmu. Wat Ransang Beach, located in East Siantan District, Anambas Islands, Riau Islands Province, seems to be hidden because it is flanked by small islands that are quite hilly. The Selat Ransang Beach is on 244 hectares island. The beach is not so wide, but its position is really surrounded by clear water that has gradation colors between green and bluish. Almost every corner of the Selat Ransang Beach can certainly be snorkeling and diving spots which offer undersea amazing panoramas. Coral reef and marine biota at the beach have various kinds of species, and also the ecosystem is relatively well maintained. At Selat Ransang Beach, you can do diving, snorkeling, and fishing. At the beach, all places can become fishing areas. But if you want more something challenging, you can directly do fishing in the middle of the sea. To go there, you should go by boat and have enough fishing equipment. If you do not have the equipment, don't worry, because you can still enjoy the scenery of the beach or swimming in the shallow water of the beach. Without snorkeling equipment, you can see coral reefs and multicolored fish swimming at the bottom of the sea with naked eyes. It is really an amazing scenery which can fresh your eyes. Listener, if you love marine tourism, please set your time to visit and have a vacation at Selat Ransang Beach. We guarantee that you will be satisfied. And if you visit Anambas Islands, you better explore the islands one by one by renting a boat or trekking to some islands.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Sore tadi ku bilang, kau pun bilang perasaannya sama. Cepat berakhir sudah. Tolong gemintang, senangi hati ini, jangan pulang. Biar semua melihat aku, kamu berseri, memohon waktu berhenti.
Aku dan kamu begini. kurangi hati ini jangan pula. Biar semua melihat aku kamu berdansa di taman ria. Romansa hati dimanja. Amin untuk kita, ucap iya biar nyata.
Thank you for still joining us, the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Coming up next, a program that will take you closer to Indonesian art, culture, custom, food, tourist destinations, all on Indonesian Wonder.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Listener, the island of Kalimantan, also known as Borneo, is a place rich with nature, endemic species, culture, and rivers. In South Kalimantan, rivers are the foundation of both life and economy. People of South Kalimantan use the abundant number of rivers for economy and tourism, one of which is the Martapura River Floating Market, also known as Lok Baintan Floating Market. Lok Baintan Floating Market lies above the body of Martapura River, Sungai Pinang Village, Sungai Tabuk Sub-District, Banjar, where traders would sell their goods on boats along the river. It is a bustling and crowded place. The market opens every day from 5 a.m. to 12 p.m. Central Indonesian time, and is usually the busiest around 6 to 7 a.m. Some traders are open for barter, but for tourists, you still need to pay with money. To travel across Lok Baintan Floating Market, you can rent a klotok or motorized boat. The traders of Lok Baintan Floating Market are mostly female farmers wearing tanggui, a traditional South Kalimantan hat made of rumbia or sago palm leaves. They sell handicrafts, vegetables, fruits, fish, and traditional foods such as soto banjar and ketupat kandangan. You can eat these foods and other traditional snacks right on the boat. The uniqueness of the market and enthusiasm from tourists keeps the market alive every year. If you want to try having a meal or buying handicrafts on a boat, you should go to Lok Baintan Floating Market in Banjarmasin, South Kalimantan. Listener, that is Indonesian wonder of Lok Baintan Floating Market, South Kalimantan.
Aku ingin jadi teman nyamanmu, tanpa kau hilangkan keluh kesahmu. Kita berbincang tak karuan tanpa beban, dan juga hayalan tentang masa depan. Ku tak ingin cepat berlalu, berdansa dan tertawa gandeng tangan, semoga bergema sampai selamanya. Dunia pasti ada akhirnya, bintang-bintang pun ada umurnya. Maka tenang saja kita di sini berdua. Nikmati sementara yang ada. Semaumu, percayalah ini saya terlewatkan. Ku sampaikan dalam nyanyian bergema sampai selamanya.
Joining us the English service of Voice of Indonesia that you can enjoy on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI, and shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz. Listener, next we present a program that allows you to learn Indonesian language. It's only on Let's Speak Indonesia.
Hello everyone, my name is Ray, and today we're going to learn about the Indonesian alphabet. Let's begin. I, which can be used for ikan, iklim, ikat. Let's continue. J, D, which can be used for jari, jerapah, jeruk. That's it for now, and see you in another episode.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a traditional song called Gado Gado Semarang, composed by Kelly Puspita. The song lyrics mention that the name Semarang in the province of Central Java, Indonesia, comes from the word asam arang, which means rare acid. Semarang is a coastal city, so many foreigners drop by the city. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song Gado Gado Semarang by Retno Indah. Happy listening!
Semarang Raja Sumalang yang hati pike hasil gondang yang hapang kertane agar tak semarang
stop.
come with me now and save the mother.
Make a change forever. We can do it if we just try.
Save our world from our own destruction. Time to make a difference.
All it takes is to enter. Raise your hand up and pray to the one that you pray.
To protect our children's children, let us pray. to protect our children, children. Let us
Duhai
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, that's a wrap today's program of English service from Voice of Indonesia. If you have any feedback to send, you can send it to our email, voilisteners@gmail.com, or send a direct message, mention us on social media, Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or Instagram at VOI_official. Follow us as well on TikTok at VOI_official and subscribe to our YouTube channel, VOI Official. And you can also reach us on WhatsApp, +62 821 2381 2130, +62 821 2381 2130. So I'm Rahma signing out. Bye for now.